A good start to the season for you. You got 100 in the first match, and then you went on to get the Player of the Match award. Good way to start. I'm sure you're very happy.
Yeah, I am. I'm also happy that Leeward Islands got off to a good start by winning the first game against the Barbados Pride. Hopefully, we can continue this good form into the next game to Ghana, then into the break, recuperate again, and then get back at it in January.
You've come through the system, played for the West Indies in the 90s. A lot of people, after that very important knock for to win the 19 World Cup, people have been keeping an eye on you. You've taken a little time to mature. How has that process been going for you in your mind?
Well, every day I just try to get better and better. I consider the under 19 as history. I just don't think about it anymore. It's all said and done. It was a good performance, yes, but I'm trying to make the senior team now, so what I do from here on forth is what really matters.
I guess it's always good when you score a big innings and then you go on your team wins a game. So, as you said, it was a good start for the Leewards as well.
Yeah, it was an all-around team performance. It was not one guy that made the team win. It was everyone, the bowlers, the fielders, the captaincy, the coaching, the management staff, everyone.
How did you find the conditions out there?
It's kind of difficult in the night to pick up the ball, but you know what I mean, once you're set, your feet moving, it gets very easier.
What sort of work have you been doing to try to improve? I know it's probably in St. Martin, not necessarily the biggest cricket culture. So how have you been trying to work at your game between seasons?
Well, off seasons we have to come back to St. Kitts to train with the team. Let's say you might get a 2 months off, then you come back, do some training, then you get a next break and you come back. So I'm basically based in St. Kitts doing most of my training.
Okay, so your next game, how much are you looking for? What goals have you set for yourself this season?
Well, I'm just looking to keep an average of 40, 45 thereabout. With challenge myself to get probably 200 or 300. I already started with one, so I'm going to just push hard to try and get two more.
How have you found the experience, coming into this Hurricanes senior team, playing alongside people like Alzari and Rakim and all these other guys? How have you found that, transitioning from the youth into the senior team?
Well, I've played with Alzari from under 17 come up, so it's not new. Nothing new. I know what he's capable of. He's a very good bowler. Coming around people like Jimbo, Rakim Conwell, Devon Thomas, Manzanar, you just ask a lot of questions, try and get experience and elevate your game as quick as possible.
The Leewards, the batting over the last couple of seasons haven't been as consistent as you guys would like. And the captain, Devon Thomas, told me at the start of the season that that's one of the things that you want to work on. It didn't get off to the best of starts in terms of the team total. How do you see the rest of the season going?
Well, the bowlers has always been doing their job for the team. The batters just need to step up, and we should be good from there because most of the games we win, the bowlers normally win the games for us. We have to hand that to them, so the batters just have to step up.